If I had a $100 bill and I would hold it up, would you want the whole thing?
Of course, yes.
All right, suppose I took it and tore it in half. I said, do you want this half?
Well yeah.
If you give my husband the other half.
I'd hold the other half.
Well, you want the whole thing?
Wouldn't do any good.
No.
And that's the same thing with a lot of churches right now. They done tore up part of the gospel. And only giving you half of it. And I can tell you one thing. I really believe that the church is going to have the power, which we already have, is the power and the authority that belongs to the church. In other words, we don't have that half a $100 bill. We got the whole thing. But it's time the church understands we've got the whole thing and not half of it. So whatever God's word says, it's ours, right? Not half of it, all of it. Because God loves us. And there's a hell, folks. And I can tell you what, Satan is ready to take you on down to hell. But guess what? You have the power and authority to be able to go against what Satan is throwing at you. What you mean by that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because I know when Jesus ascended, Jesus gave us that same power and authority to speak God's irresistible word. Right?
Right.
He gave it where we can speak it as a church, the power and the authority. Amen. To be able to speak God's word.
Hallelujah.
You see what I'm saying? We shouldn't cower. I've seen a lot of Christians cower down when things start happening, when things are not going good. Sure, things don't go good in my life all the time, but guess what? I still have the power and I have the authority to stay in that, or I have the power and authority to move on. So I'm not going to sit there when things are not going my way to move on. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not going to be that. And because Jesus, he gave us that power and that authority. Matter of fact, look in John 14:12. John 14:12. And it says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, Jesus, right? The works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do. Because I go to the Father. Mm-hmm. He gave us the whole $100 bill. You see what I'm saying? He didn't give us half of it and said, here, have fun. No, he gave us that same power and that authority that is given to the church, because Jesus declared it in his word, right? He declared that in the word, that I give you the power. I've got to go. It'd be like me taking that $100 bill. Here, I got to go. What good is that half a $100 bill going to do? Nothing. He gave us the whole $100 bill. Matter of fact, look in Mark 16 and verse 17. Mark 16, verse 17. Hallelujah. And it says, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. And in verse 18, they said, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Amen. Why are there so many sick people? Yeah. First thing is, they don't believe. I can tell you that right now. If you believe it, what God says, by his stripes you are healed, you are healed. Right?
Amen.
That's what his word says right here. And you'll speak with new tongues. Not necessarily speaking spiritual. I'm talking about the way you used to speak. You're new. Speaking new tongues also. You see what I'm saying? Your mind has been renewed. So when your mind is renewed, it kind of helps control the old tongue. Because the tongue before you were born again It was flip-flopping everywhere and saying all kind of stuff. You see what I, matter of fact, you were speaking sickness into your life.
That's right.
When you were, before you were born again. And some are born again and still talk, bring on sickness on themselves because what they speak out of their mouth. But you know, one of the greatest messages that the church needs to hear in this particular hour is that through the Lord Jesus Christ, we possess the power to speak the irresistible word of God with power. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference between speaking the word than speaking it with power and authority. When you read the scripture, you read it. And then when we speak it, we got to speak it with power. I believe that. Just like the scriptures we have for the healing scriptures we have in, I think they're out front now. If you get a hold of those scriptures, you believe what those scriptures say, and you speak it with power and authority. What you mean by that? Well, I can tell you, when I have an ache or pain or something going on in my body, I grab a hold of those things, and I take those things three times a day, just like the doctor would say, take your medicine. Now, I'm not saying don't take your medicine. I'm saying I would take them along with the medicine. But I can also tell you, I take those scriptures out there like the doctor, Jesus, would tell me to take them three times a day. And you won't overdose from those scriptures out there, those healing scriptures. But you know, it's the message that the church needs to hear today. We have the power. We have the authority. You know, we got to use that power and that authority that Jesus gave us before he ascended into heaven. You know, why did God give the church all of this authority? A lot of people say, oh, so the church get rich. The church can do this. The church gets that. Do that. Well, there may be some that do that. But I can tell you one thing. No, it's not. It's for us to be able to learn more about God's word. I want to say this real quick. The Holy Spirit, I believe, wanted me to say this. When you're in school, you're learning, right?
Right.
You know, sure, I may have been a little bit slower than some, but I was still learning. I was in there. I was hearing what the teacher was telling us about math, English, science, sociology, and psychology, and all of that. I'm talking, that's in college there. But I can tell you, I was in class. I might have not been there 100%. I might have dozed off. I might have been thinking about the football game this weekend. You know, you think your mind is roaming, especially when they can't get their attention, all the X's and Y's in the math class. You know, I still have never figured that out. But you know, when you're in class today, hearing the word of God, how does faith come? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I don't know about you, but I've known several that was in college that would miss several classes. They got kicked out of school. Not the class, out of school. Why is that? Because they weren't in class learning what they needed to learn. Now, I knew some people that were so smart, they didn't even know they need to go to class because somehow or another, they just knew what to put down for the right answers. You ever know those kind of people? But the requirement was you had to be there. Thank God God doesn't require us to be in church because he'll be taking away our free choice. So when you're in here, it's a sacrifice. You're here because you want to be here. You're here because you get to go to church. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So you're here today in class learning about the power and authority that Jesus gave each and every one of us.
Amen.
We have that power. We have that authority. You know, the world needs to be set on fire by Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of be all kind of lemon-faced and all that kind of stuff. No, a Christian, with the disasters that's been going on, all the flooding and everything, we still can have a joyful heart with us and show the other people that, you know, it's going to be okay. It's just one of those, oh, God caused that flood. God did not cause the flood. I've heard people tell me that. Oh, God, that God y'all worship, he caused that flood. God didn't cause it. And then I walk away because they want to argue. And I'm not going to argue to somebody that's ignorant of what God's promises say he has. God's here to bless us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I want you to look in Philippians 2 and verse 9. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can tell you, Satan has got to bow his knees to the name of Jesus. And we have to understand, we have that power in us. In Philippians 2, 9, it says, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Jesus is above every name. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and those in heaven, and those on earth, and of all those under the earth. In verse 11, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Every knee. When you walk into a place, wherever you go, it's your workplace or you go to the store or wherever, I can tell you right now, Satan has got to bow to you. Oh, no. Well, yeah. Didn't Jesus give you that authority and that power? Yeah. You got Jesus on, right? If you're born again, you got Jesus living on the inside of you. So when you walk into a place, Satan's people has got to bow to you. Does that mean break up in front of the line? No. I am talking about in the spiritual realm, those demons, those things that are going on outside around you, it's got to go. It's got to bow to you. Each individual, you. If you're a born again believer, God's promises say that you, that Satan has to bow. Every knee has to bow to the name of Jesus. The same thing we do here. We bow to Jesus in the place when we're worshiping him. We're giving him all the praise and glory and honor. You know, the word of God spoken through the lips of the members of the body of Christ will set in motion mighty wonders upon this earth. Why? For the benefit of mankind. So the words we speak out of our mouth benefits mankind. So what are we benefiting? Are we benefit doing the good benefit or the bad benefit? You see what I'm saying? The words that come out of our mouth, the things that we say that come out of our mouth. Oh, I'm too busy. I can't do this. I can't do that. Oh, what kind of glorification to God is that? God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Right. So you're strong in the Lord.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? That we have that authority. We have that power. You know, when things come on us, when sickness or disease or whatever it is, we have the power to speak to that disease. Because in God's word, it says you can cast those mountains into the sea, right? That mountain, that sickness, that disease, whatever it is that's going, financial lack, whatever it is, can be spoken to, and it's got to go.
Right.
Christians don't participate in all that kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying about that?
Right.
But, you know, I can tell you, many in the body of Christ are not aware of the authority, I'm telling you, and that they really possess by the Word of God. You've got the authority. And we've said it before about a policeman with his badge and his gun. And he raises his hand up. What are you going to do?
Stop.
Yeah. You're going to stop. Why is that? Because he said, halt. Stop. And if he says, this way, or he tells you to go that way, and you want to go that way, go this way. Same thing with the Word of God. The Word of God is there to protect us. The Word of God is there to guide us. Go this way. Don't go that way. And a lot of people go off that way. And they get off into trouble. They get off into things. They get off into sin. They get off in there into different things that the world has. But the Holy Spirit said, this way. You see the power and authority? Now, you have that power and that authority within you.
Amen.
Whoa. Devil comes at you. Stop. No, you can't cross this line. Uh-uh. In the name of Jesus, I have the power and authority through the blood of Jesus that Satan, you can't come across that line. You got to stop. You got to go. You see what I'm saying? You have that power. You have that authority. Somebody says, well, it don't work for the New Orleans saints. It works for the God, the saints of God. You know, that's just a luxury, having a New Orleans saints. It's a luxury to have a $100,000, $200,000, or $500,000 yacht. That's a luxury. God will supply those things. But I've seen people that were tithing. They were in church. They were doing everything God said. Then they bought them a big yacht and you never saw them again. What happened? That power and authority. You see what I'm saying? But we have to understand that Jesus legally bought for us that power and authority on the cross that he died on Calvary. And a lot of people stay at the cross of Calvary. It's time to move on. Mm-hmm. For the higher thing, Jesus was lifted up. He is not on the cross. He has moved on from the cross. And if we're following Jesus, guess what? We're away from there. But we know if it wouldn't have been for the cross. But now let's move on. In the power and authority that God has given us now. It's time to move on because Jesus moved on. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He is not still nailed to the cross. So we need to understand. He paid the price at the cross. But guess what? They took him down and put him in a grave. But guess what? The grave couldn't keep him. He come out of the grave. And now he lives at the right hand of the Father. And before he ascended, he gave us the power to what? To lay hands on the sick. To lay hands on the different things that are going on. And call them things as they are to be according to God's word. And guess what? The power and authority will be energized into you. Once you grab a hold, it's just like sticking a fork in that outlet over there. You're going to get a charge. But you have the power and authority where you won't get electrocuted, but you'll see the power. You'll be charged up by the power and authority that God gave you. If it's things that's going on in your life that don't need to be there, speak to it.
Amen.
You have the power. You have the power and the authority to speak to those things. But Satan has so many Christians enslaved in traditional things. Well, if I wear this, you know, in church, they're going to boo-hoo me. They're going to kick me out. If you do that, well, there got maybe some churches like that. But I'm just saying, here you come, you worship God. Amen. We don't worship your clothes. We don't worship your $50,000 earring, diamond earring. We don't worship none of that. We worship God.
Yes.
No matter if you got it on, that's fine, because I can tell God's blessing them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, we got to encourage one another. If somebody gets blessed like that, let's encourage them. Hallelujah. They're serving God. They're giving it. They're doing what the word of God says and all of that. And they're getting blessed. That's what God does. He blesses his people by the attitude when we walk through those doors. It's like we need to understand. We come early. We come expecting so that we can leave with the power of God's word. Because
yeah.
The power of God's word, without it, you are nothing.
Amen.
I can tell you. You're not even a hill of beans. But I can tell you one thing. When you got the power of God, when you know more about the word, when you renew your mind to the word of God, you've got the power and the authority that God says you can have.
Yes.
That he has given us. Like I give you that $100 bill, the whole $100 bill. That's what God does with this. It's worth a whole lot more than $100. But I'm just saying that this right here is very valuable to a Christian.
Amen.
So that we can understand that God's word will break the bondage. It will take us out of that slavery that we're in to traditional teachings of man. But get back into the word of God and understand that the word of God is what will set us free. It will change our lives from the way we were going, from the things that we were doing. And we have to understand that Jesus gave us the power and authority to the church. And as a church body, corporate body, a unit of part of the kingdom of God here at Hope Chapel, we have that same power as a corporate group. A church is as strong as the people. As they worship God. If you have weaklings, your church is going to be weak. But if your church is strong, believing what the Word of God says, guess what? The church will be strong. And I just feel in my spirit that there's a lot of weak churches in town that are just in the area or right through this nation because it's not preaching the full gospel of Jesus, the fullness of His promises, what you can have. You can have what God's Word says you can have. You know, and every Christian has that blood-bought right to speak God's Word with boldness. Well, have a blessed day, my brother. No, have a blessed day, brother. Amen. You see what I'm saying? We don't have to be weenie Christians. And we're not going to be weenie Christians. But here you're going to be bold by God's word because God's word has given you that power and that authority.
Yes.
It's like everybody in here is a CEO, part of the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
You know how much power a CEO has?
Yeah.
They have a lot of power. Yeah. That, you know, and you say, and they also make a lot of money. Yeah. Guess what? If you follow God's word, He will bless you.
Amen.
You do what He says to do, He will bless you. But I can understand, you know, we can say also, we need to get a hold to an important truth that every member of the body of Christ can speak words that are anointed. When we speak out of our mouth, it should be anointed words. And like I said, you'd have watched some of the football games on TV yesterday. Wasn't much anointed coming out of there, was it? Why is that? Because it's a football game. But this is the time we come in to worship God. This is for the time that we come in and see miraculous things happen to God. He's going to show us those signs and wonders. Don't you want to see signs and wonders? I do too. I want to see people hungry for the Lord. And I want to see people that can lay hands on people and see them turn well.
Yes.
And be healed in the name of Jesus. And get out of the bondage. Well, I just can't do it. I'm just a church goer. No, you can do it because you got the power and the authority that Jesus has left us. Matter of fact, I want you to look in. Here's some scriptures. Let's look at the anointing which is promised to every believer. Now, here's some scripture. A few of them. There's so many, I'll be here till next Sunday. Hallelujah. But it's John 16:13. If you don't get all of them, you can just write them down and look at them when you get home. John 16:13. It says, however, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak and He will tell you things to come.
Amen.
1 John 27, it says, but the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and it is not a lie, and just as it has been taught you, you will abide in Him. Whew. John 1 and verse 20. 1 John, verse 2. 1 John, chapter 2, verse 20. Whew. Verse 20, it says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. You ain't no dummy. Says you know all things. And it every time I see one of them fortune telling deals on advertised on TV, I say, if they only knew. They're getting rich off of people going to them instead of God's word.
Right.
2 Corinthians 1:21. And it says, now He who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us in God. God's spoken word with the anointing of the Holy Spirit will be irresistible to the men and women of this world. Whew. You know, especially whose eyes have been blinded to the glorious light of the gospel. The gospel will open our eyes to the truth. Not listening to traditions of our families. I could tell you, my family was right there along with the same thing. Well, no, we don't do that. We don't do that in this church. I mean, we don't do that. You know what I mean? But the old traditions, all the bondage. You know, like somebody was talking about. You know, some religions don't. You can't do this. You can't. You can't look pretty, I guess you'd say. I'm a believer. We should paint the barn. There's nothing wrong with painting. You're not going to go to hell for painting the barn. You know, some people catch that a little bit later. And there's nothing wrong with ladies or men wearing jewelry. I have nothing, but some denominations will frown on that. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you coming here to worship God. You're not here coming, oh, do I look okay today? I come in. I walk in. Oh, I'm here. We can start. No, we don't. We don't make that around you. We make that around God.
Amen.
God says when to start. God says 9:30 we start. Right? God says Thursday 6:30 we start. You see what I'm saying? That we need to understand that the glorious light of God's truth is open to us all. Matter of fact, you know, Satan tries to, I'm going to say, taunt us about our past sins, things we've messed up on, things we didn't do before. Look in 1 John 1:9. It's been a long time since we've been there. So we're going to read that. 1 John 1:9. And I love this. And I want everybody to get this into their spirit. So next time when the devil tries to taunt you, go out with this scripture right here. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. When we repent before God, we walk pure.
Amen.
So always have that scripture ready at all times. If you know, move on from, for God so loved the world. Move on from that. Move on over here where we're out here when we're in the world. We're getting all dirty. Let's get this right here because when we mess up, we want to go before God real quick. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, look in Psalms 103:12, and it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. You see what I'm saying? So if he's removed them, as far as from east to the west, he's forgot them, right? They're gone. Let God's word fight our battles. Don't go out there and try to pick a fight. You're not going to win. You say, well, yeah, but I'm bigger than him. I can beat him. You're still not going to win. Is that showing Christ in your life? You're not going to win. So let the word of God fight your battles for you. God's word is the sword of the Spirit. What his word says, right? The word of the sword of the Spirit. So if God has moved your sins as far as the east is from the west, that means he has removed them entirely, right? Because the east and the west never meet. Your sins cannot be found. Delete, delete, delete. God has deleted those sins from you.
Yes.
Yeah, but you just don't know what I did. Let me go back again and explain it. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
And he will remove our transgressions from us. They're gone. What you did in your past, that's your past. And you don't have to bring it up and tell somebody that, you know, this is what I used to do. Probably everybody in here did the same thing. You see what I'm saying? So we need to understand that God loves us. And he wants us to use the power and the authority with boldness.
Yes.
To speak God's word. To show love to our fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they keep saying, it's not a gun problem. It's a love problem. Because if you love somebody, you're not going to shoot them or stab them or run over them or whatever you're going to do. It's a love thing. This world has gotten away from the love of God.
Amen.
So it's time now that the Christian community stand up for the Word of God.
Amen.
What the Word of God says to do, we need to do what the Word of God says. And don't worry about everything else that's going on around us. Because God says, I will supply all your needs.
Amen.
Right? That's what he said. But we need to understand that the power and authority belong to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So keep yourself out of all that other stuff that's going on. And understand that when you walk into the into a place, that every knee has got to bow to Jesus. And if you're a child of God, those things that are trying to come against you have to bow. And get that into your spirit and understand that it's got to go. It can't stay where the Spirit of God is, that sin can stay. So something's got to go. And a lot of people choose God. That God has to go because their flesh is enjoying it too much. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Hallelujah.